the Great Freeze of 1894-1895. A devastating freeze in the winter of 1894-1895 nearly wiped out the agricultural industry in the southeastern United States. For many years, the general public remembered it simply as the Year of the Ruin, but it eventually became known as the Great Freeze. Actually, it was not one, but two bone-chilling and extended cold spells hitting the South in December of 1894 and again in February of 1895. Ironically, only hours before the first freeze struck, one of Jacksonville's newspapers, the Daily Florida Citizen, carried an article about the expected bumper crop in citrus. According to the article, oranges, above average in quality, bright, juicy, and selling at a good price. Citrus growers were hopeful and encouraged, believing that more oranges would be shipped out during that season than in any previous season in the state's embryonic orange-growing history. But on Friday, December 28, 1894, farmers in Florida and across the South waited anxiously as an unprecedented freeze engulfed their vegetable crops. Another Jacksonville paper, the Florida Times-Union, described what happened in North Florida. Quote, a northeastern blizzard, which found its center in Pennsylvania, swept the East Coast, and a northwestern blizzard swept down from the Dakotas, coursed with equal violence upon our West and Gulf Coast, uniting or joining forces with an increased power, enveloped the entire peninsula with the chilling breath of the Ice King. Of our bountiful and beautiful orange groves, pineapple plantations, and vegetable farms, nothing escaped. The people, the land upon which they live, with their scorched and withered, and in many cases dead orange trees, alone remain, unquote. The next day, Floridians awakened to record-breaking low temperatures. In Jacksonville, the Weather Bureau's official thermometer registered 14 degrees, 1 degree lower than the temperature registered during the severe freeze of 1886, and the lowest reading in the Bureau's history. Almost every interest in the state was affected by the freeze. Business in Florida was at a standstill. Railroad and steamship lines suffered. Trees and other vegetation looked scorched. Fruits and vegetables were covered with ice, in many cases frozen solid. In North Florida, fish were frozen in the bay. Poor people particularly were vulnerable. Farmers were especially hard hit, as many lost their entire income and were left destitute. The Florida citrus industry suffered particularly. When the freeze hit, half of the season's crop, approximately 2.5 million boxes of oranges, was still in the trees, and few escaped irreversible damage. Within a matter of hours, one of Florida's most promising industries was nearly ruined. By that Monday, the cold wave was practically over. Temperatures had remained below freezing for 40 hours. The calamity caused by the freeze left many Florida farmers discouraged and gloomy. Others were somewhat more optimistic. Most agreed, however, that the orange trees were safe. A majority of farmers replanted, as they would have done had there not been a freeze. They anticipated the next crop to be ready for market in March and were hopeful that things would soon return to normal. But the worst was yet to come. The greatest crop injury results when an early winter freeze is followed by a period of warm weather sufficient to initiate new growth, and this in turn is followed by a second freeze the same winter. This is what occurred in the winter of 1894-1895. January's weather was mild. Trees put out vigorous new shoots, and growers felt that they had come through the experience in good shape. But the trees thus rendered especially vulnerable were killed to the ground by a second freeze in early February 1895. This freeze was believed more severe than that of December. Cattle and sheep suffered. Some starved and others froze to death. The entire vegetable crop froze. Again, the loss was tremendous. Florida property worth $75 million was destroyed by the second freeze. The extent of damage to the budding citrus industry can be seen from these crop figures from the Florida Fruit Exchange. 1892-93, 5,055,367 boxes. 1894-1895, 2,500,000 boxes. 1895-96, 150,000 boxes. According to Helen Parse DeLand, whose father founded DeLand, quote, the trees that were painstakingly restored to life were bushy, never regaining the old symmetry, unquote. The citrus industry appeared dead. Indeed, a revival of the industry was not apparent until the 1900-1901 season, and prosperity in the industry did not reappear until the 1908-1909 season. Among the white families displaced by the freeze were the DeRoches, who lived near Jacksonville. Estelle DeRoche Zumwalt was 7 years old when the first freeze struck in December. She recalled in her memoirs, quote, "That night, the thermometer dropped to 19 degrees, and a pan of milk on our screen pantry froze like ice cream. But the tragedy of it was that the Bering Grove father had recently bought had frozen too. The oranges were balls of ice, and in a few days they were black and rotting on the ground under the naked trees. Father began to think about moving farther south." As countless white farmers were ruined by the freeze, so too were many blacks who owned farms and thousands more black farm workers who helped plant, tend, and harvest southern crops. Many of the freeze victims, white and black, packed their belongings and moved south, some eventually coming as far as South Dade County. Shivering from the coldest weather most of them had ever seen, many were settled permanently in South Florida. End of chapter 1.